Chicago, Tool Time. Chicago Tool Time, Windy City, Tool Time breaks wind in Chicago.
You still working?
Yeah, Alice don't help, so I sent him home, and I promised Bud I'd have these Chicago Tool Time ideas by Friday. You feel like pitching some ideas to me?
It's the middle of the night.
Middle of the night. Got it! Salute the middle of the night in Chicago. Middle of the night.
Why don't you just come to bed?
Bed. Box springs. Bedding.
You're obsessing.
Obsessing. Recess lighting. Salute to recess lighting. Chicago. Recess lighting. Buildings. Recess
you
lighting.
You can start again in the morning.
I'll be up in a minute, okay?
That's what you've been saying for 3 weeks, and every night I'm sitting up there all by myself.
I'm sorry about that. But if it make you feel any better, you're not the only one I'm neglecting. Eddie called from the garage, Harry from the hardware store. They're really upset.
Maybe the three of us should start a support group. Look, I know that the Chicago Tool Time thing is important to you, but so is our relationship.
I know that.
Can you remember the last time we made love?
Sunday?
A month ago.
A month ago Sunday.
It used to be if we went 2 days, you'd be climbing the walls.
Walls, stucco. Salute to stucco. I could do a whole wall thing. Well, come on. You know, every marriage goes through these down times.
Well, I'm wondering when your downtime's going to be coming back up.
Both of us, you know. I've been working so hard. You've been at school.
That's no excuse. I just read the survey and said that some couples, no matter how busy they are, still make love 5 times a week.
With each other?
Yeah. Serious.
5 nights a week. I'm surprised they have the energy for the survey.
I'm just saying that we can make more effort.
I made effort the other morning. You weren't interested.
Well, maybe it had something to do with your approach.
What was wrong with my approach?
I believe your exact words were, honey, I've got 3 minutes. Let's go.
How much time do you need?
More than 3 minutes. Enough time to connect emotionally, feel romantic.
Is there any way you can get some of this stuff done before I get there?
So this girl follows you around all day? Even at recess? Sounds like she's got the hots for you, Mark.
I know. How do I get rid of her?
Just be yourself. Mark, if you have any questions about girls, you shouldn't be asking Randy. You should ask somebody who knows.
Right. Wilson.
Rat. What?
All right, Steph, what about a salute to under the...
Okay, well, what about...
How the tool time's coming.
Well, we got plenty of ideas, a lot of them. I mean, actually, thousands of them, a whole bunch of them.
You got nothing.
Zilch.
Yeah, but we will. And I'm not leaving here until we get 10 good ideas.
Hey, you know, maybe what we need is a young, fresh perspective. Brad, what would you like to see on Tool Time?
A salute to Heidi.
Do you... Kids. Want something to drink?
Iced tea. All right, well, let's get going. Come on, let's go.
You gotta hurry up. I want to finish this whole thing by 11 o'clock tonight.
What happens at 11?
I got some work to do upstairs.
What do you got to do?
Something with Jill.
What?
Use your imagination.
You mean, oh. Have marital relations.
You make it sound so dirty. Apparently, Jill read some survey where there are couples that get romantic 5 nights a week.
5 nights a week? Is that legal?
Well, apparently, now I gotta find time to be with her 5 nights a week.
No, Tim.
Yes, whether I want to or not.
Tim.
Al.
No.
Jill?
Yeah.
Yes, that's me, your wife, whether I want to be or not.
You know, as much as I'd like to stay, I think I'd like to leave even more.
No, no, that's all right. I was just telling about that survey where you thought we should make love 5 nights a week.
I never said that.
You said we should be like that, those other couples.
All I said was that I'd like it if it was more than once a month.
Eileen and I are once a weekers. And tonight's the night. All right, this one is surefire.
All right, some enthusiasm. Sell it, man, sell it.
Okay, our potential audience in Chicago is what? Half apartment dwellers. For them, a big issue is what? Cockroaches. No, safety. Picture this. A Tool Time salute to peepholes.
You gotta do better than that. Bud'll be here in a minute. Come on.
All right, okay. Chicago apartments. Every apartment has what?
Cockroaches.
Fire escapes. Okay, fire escapes as urban patios. Yes, I see ferns. I see bird feeders.
I see every apartment door throwing their TV out the window.
Whoa.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey,
boss, how's it going?
Tim, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, Al?
Hey.
Were you a little late this morning?
Yeah. But my mother had a problem. She broke down on the interstate and had to be towed.
Oh, sounds like quite an ordeal.
Especially since she doesn't have a car.
Well, Tim, it's Friday. What have you got? I bet you got so many ideas you don't know where to start.
Right, boss. I don't know where to start.
Well, you know, a lot of people in Chicago are apartment dwellers.
Well, wait, no, that's true. In fact, the research shows that 53% of our target audience lives in apartments.
53%?
That's right. That's exactly why I came up with this. Chicago apartment dwellers have what?
Cockroaches?
No! Fire escapes. Picture this. Fire escapes as urban patios.
I like it.
Hey, that was my idea.
Al, we're a team. There's no I in the word team.
No, but there's a U, and you always take the credit.
There's also a W, and who cares? Huh? Now, let's just go over your ideas so Tim and I can present them to the Chicago station manager tomorrow.
We're doing that today.
No, Mike can't make it today.
Well, I can't make it tomorrow.
Why not?
Well, I got in a fight with Jill, and I told her I'd take her to that new Japanese hotel downtown.
Oh, the old save the relationship weekend. Yeah, we've all had those, yeah.
So I guess you can understand why it'd be impossible for me to show up for business.
Oh, absolutely. I'll just bring the meeting to you.
No.
Yeah, hotel bar, 5 o'clock sharp. You be there.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I can see why you always wanted to come to this hotel. Great view. Where are we supposed to sit?
On the floor. This is an authentic Japanese bedroom.
Well, where's the authentic Japanese bed?
Well, I assume it's in the closet. Yes, we take these futons out and put them on the floor when we want to sleep.
So we sit on the floor, we sleep on the floor, afraid to look in the bathroom.
No, don't step up here. You have to take your shoes off first. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go get a massage.
I'm not much for massages. If I'm getting oiled, I want it done by a licensed mechanic.
Well, maybe you should go away for a weekend with your mechanic.
Way ahead of you. Chuck and I are booked into a bed and breakfast for Valentine's Day.
Well, if you don't want to take a massage, we could soak in a hot tub together.
Now you're talking.
Yes, a nice, long, leisurely bath.
And then a long, leisurely frolic in the futons till about 5 o'clock sharp.
5 o'clock sharp? What are you, scheduling or frolicking?
No, that's when all the restaurants open downstairs. I want to pick the right one.
This is going to be so wonderful. I'll get the hot tub, you get the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Tim?
Bud?
Yeah, listen, slight change of plans. Mike wanted to meet early.
Early? What do you mean, early?
Yeah, well, he promised his wife they'd go out for a romantic dinner.
Well, I don't care. I promised my wife we'd play hide the soap in the hot tub.
Well, one of you guys are gonna break your promise, and it's not him. Now get your butt down here.
We gotta talk about this, bud.
Who's that on the phone?
The front desk. They forgot to give us our complimentary kimonos. I'm gonna run down there and get them.
Why don't they just send them up?
They're very busy. And I'm in a hurry to get mine, you know, because I'm really this Japanese style thing. Sayonara, alligator.
Tim, come here. Listen, I want you to meet Mike McEwen.
Mike McEwen, Tim Taylor, good to meet you.
Forget the shaking, give me a hug.
I'm not much of a hugging guy, thanks.
The man wants a hug, Tim, give him a hug. All right, hey, come on, sit down.
Tim, your show's got a lot of local flavor.
Well, thanks, we work really hard to make it feel that way.
I got a big problem with that.
Gone. Over with. Don't have to have it. Done.
Love this guy.
Oh, I loved him first.
See, you make a lot of references to Detroit, and how is that going to play in Chicago?
Well, listen, we're sensitive to your concerns, which is why we're going to give the show a more national appeal.
Good to hear it.
All right.
Hey, what do you say we forget these drinks and talk about this while we're getting a shiatsu?
Well, as much as I like shopping for small yapping dogs... I'm a little pressed for time.
A shiatsu is a massage.
Well, then I'd much rather shop for a small yapping dog.
Tim's just kidding. He'd love to go for a massage.
Oh, good, because I've signed some of my biggest deals in a massage room with nothing but a towel covering my butt.
I hate to think where you keep your pen.
Let's go. Come on, you buddy.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Where are you?
I'm still here in the lobby. Well, you wouldn't believe the line for these free kimonos.
Well, forget about it. With what I've got in mind, we don't need kimonos. What was that?
That's two guys fighting over the last extra large. I'm gonna see if I can help out here, and I'll call you back. Bye-bye.
Yoshika, that is so glorious.
Wilson?
Tim?
What are you doing here?
Well, I come here once a month for an herbal facial and an acupressure massage. Oh, what are you doing here?
I'm here for a romantic weekend with Jill.
Oh, where is she?
She's up in the room by herself.
That sounds very romantic.
Well, I kind of got roped into a business meeting, so I made an excuse and slipped down here.
Well, I'm reminded of a Japanese saying, utsu tsuki, komono ga kaji.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, roughly, liar, liar, kimono on fire.
So, Mike, what kind of massage you prefer?
Oh, deep tissue.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. All right. Deep as you go and as fast as you can get there.
Tim, you ever had one of these massages before?
No.
Well, they're kind of painful if you're not used to them.
Look at the size of the woman. How much pain can she inflict?
Tim, these masseuses really get the blood flowing, don't they?
Yeah. I just wish she was a little heavier.
So, Mike, what do you think? We got ourselves a deal?
I think we're getting there. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah! Just wish she'd hurry up. I think she's putting footprints on my liver.
Well, what do you say we go back to the bar and see if we can seal this deal over some sake?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. What do you think, Tim?
Hello?
Where are you?
I'm still in the lobby.
I called the front desk and they said that they don't give away complimentary kimonos.
Well, not anymore. After that big fight, you know what they're calling it? The gunfight at the OK Kimona. Yeah. Huh? What? I'll be right up. Okay, bye. Okay, guys, let's do it. Let's get over it. Let's close this deal.
Yeah.
Well, so far as I'm concerned, this deal is closed.
Hey, all right. Great.
Guys, it's great. I gotta go, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. Mike, nice meeting you.
What? Hey, hold your horses, cowboy. We're next up on the karaoke machine.
Karaoke?
Yeah, we're singing, Tim.
I can't sing, bud.
Listen, if you can hug, you can sing.
Okay, try this.
You'll never know how much I really love you.
You'll never know how much I really care.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah. Listen.
Do-wah-do.
Do you want to know a secret?
Do-wah-do.
Do you promise not to tell?
Do-wah-do.
Closer.
I think I'm doing Ringo's part.
We are supposed to be having a romantic weekend, and I come down here and find you singing a love song to Bud.
Well, I was singing to Bud, but I was thinking of you.
Tim, you were supposed to be having a romantic weekend with your wife?
Yes, that was the original idea. Mike McEwen, this is my wife, Jill Taylor.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. some romantic weekend. We've spent a grand total of 5 minutes together.
Jill, listen, it wasn't Tim's fault. I mean, I pushed him into this so we could close the Chicago deal with Mike here.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed in you two guys.
I can't understand why you didn't tell me. I would have understood.
You would have?
The relationship has got to come first. That's how I keep those home fires burning. And let me tell you, those home fires are burning 5 nights a week.
We read about you. It's been a lot of fun tonight.
It sure has. And you know why? Because they say we're young and we don't know, won't find out till we grow.
Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I got you.
Good. Babe.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's often spent. Ain't that true?
I guess that's 'cause we don't have a pot, or at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
Babe.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I've got flowers in the spring.
I got you to wear my ring.
And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And when I get scared, you're always around. So let them say your hair's too long. I don't care, with you I can't go wrong.
Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no mountain or hill we can't get along. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Yeah, Tim?
Bud?
Yeah, listen, slight change of plans. Mike wanted to meet early.
Early? What do you mean early?
Well, he promised his wife they'd go out for a romantic dinner.
Yeah? Well, I promised my wife we'd spend a half hour finding the soap in the... Nah, never mind.